Kellogg. November 19, 1895. The medical missionary field is open before us. This work we begin to comprehend better, the light given us years ago, that health reform principles would be as an entering wedge to be followed by a religious influence. To voice the words of John, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." John 1, verse 29. We wish all would be enlightened to work intelligently as medical missionaries, for this will be as credentials to them to find access to homes and families where they can sow the seeds of truth. We want to feel as Christ felt. We cannot abandon the souls who are in need of what we can do for them. We cannot leave the helpless, suffering ones to the evils of orphanage and ignorance and want and sin and crime. The Lord will have us be health reformers in the true sense of the term. The gospel places a value upon every man, which man is to appreciate. Christ died that man might live through eternal ages. The Lord sees all men through his divine compassion as Christ's purchased possession. Whatever complexion his character may assume, there is only one way for him to gain eternal life, which is to unite himself in faith and perfect obedience to Jesus Christ. Who is to teach them how to do this? The human agent who has himself learned that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. All who have sincerely gained this experience will be laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. A deep, unselfish interest takes hold upon his sympathy for his brother. He becomes invested with a deep and earnest zeal. United with Christ, he will work for his fellow men. The beggar, the profligate, the helpless infant, the child, the man of hoary hairs, the slave, the savage. All these are placed before us as objects for which we should care. Henceforth, nothing is as unimportant which Christ has paid his own life to save. If we are united in interest with Christ, we shall see and we shall know our work. It is to do everything in our power to restore the moral image of God in man. These souls are candidates for heaven or perdition. They are not to be neglected, not to be looked upon indifferently, for they have entered into the designs of divine mercy. They must be instructed line upon line, precept upon precept. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Fellow man must reclaim his brother from vice and present in the greatest simplicity an uplifted Savior, and bid every soul look and live. Numbers 21, verse 8. The gentleness of Christ must be cherished toward all. Many can be won by kindness and be conformed in well-doing by persevering care and manifested interest and love. Take pains to encourage the young and those of all ages to find the channel of light where pure influences are flowing from words, from human lips, and human actions. For this is the fruit that Christians will bear. Diligently nurture the weak in moral power until they shall become strong and firm and helpful in the very work you have been doing for them. There is work to be done. Oh, how few sense it. We are to drink of the water of life ourselves, that the heavenly streams of grace may flow to other souls to refresh them. New tastes are to be created in those whom we would save for things honest and good and pure and lovely. Oh, that everyone who can work would have travail of soul for every soul that needs their help.
Guard and guide those weak in the faith, lest they become connected with that class of Christians who consider to get together to have a happy time of amusement the joy of their life. These parties of pleasure prove, in the end, a curse. There is work to be done. Meet in select companies to pray. Your own souls need the fortification and strength of prayer, and other souls need it, that they may be kept from yielding to temptations. If your life is fed with the bread and water of life, you will have words to speak to others that shall refresh them. God bids us to care for one another, to love one another.